Hey, it's John. Did you know a quick finger prick at home can unlock over 180 insights to slow aging and boost health? I tried True Diagnostics True Age plus True Health Test, and it gave me way more information than a regular checkup. True Health checks biomarkers like vitamins, gut health, inflammation, and toxins. True Age reveals your biological age, organ ages, and aging pace with tailored tips to optimize. My results? My body shows signs of being a few months younger than my actual age. Fitness age is 5 years below my actual age, with a strong grip and gait, but a slightly fast aging pace that I'm trying to tweak with better sleep and stress management. It's backed by Ivy League scientists. Just prick, mail, and get a clear report in 2 to 4 weeks. Serious about longevity? Visit TrueDiagnostic.com. Use code Harris for 20% off your order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com, code H-A-R-R-I-S. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, John with the Conversations That Matter. Just a short thought I wanted to share with you here. Some tremendously encouraging news in my mind. If this country is going to be changed, it's going to ultimately be changed because people are turning back to God. They're repenting of their sins. They're putting their trust in Jesus Christ. That's part of the message that Charlie Kirk carried with him to university campuses. And Turning Point USA, the numbers grow every day. The last I saw, there were 54,000 applications to join Turning Point USA. This means there will likely be hundreds of new Turning Point USA chapters, if not 1,000 or more. This is a big deal. People are mobilizing. There's grassroots efforts. This is bigger than Charlie could have ever done, I think, on his own. This is something that God is using in the wake of his death. And something that I've noticed over the last few days, I don't know if you can feel it. I don't know if you've seen it. But there are voices that are having meltdowns, that are using their pet political projects, and they're infusing those pet political projects into Charlie's death. Charlie has apparently carried every cause from pro-Israel to anti-Israel to just, I don't know, just, I mean, those are the two biggest, I suppose, I've seen. But people want to infuse his death with their own meaning, and there's all sorts of infighting about it. There's people grasping at straws to try to frame his death in a certain way, and it's chaos. That's the main thing I suppose I see, is there are voices on the right that are having meltdowns, and I know a lot of it comes from sort of this motivation of I'm a truth teller and I'm just telling it as it is, but there's a lack of substance. And then there are those on the right who seem to be calm, cool, collected, who seem to be in charge. J.D. Vance is one of those people. I don't know if you saw him on the Charlie Kirk's podcast, especially an exchange he had with Tucker Carlson, I thought was particularly illuminating. J.D. Vance just seemed very in control, very competent, very calm under everything that's happening. He's not losing his mind. I thought the Daily Wire guys, who actually hosted the Charlie Kirk show yesterday, seemed very calm, cool, collected. They're building. They just gave $1 million to Turning Point, and Turning Point is building. There is a building going on, and I think that might be one of the distinctions moving forward. Are you going to be a builder, or are you going to be someone who is tearing down, and is that your primary thing, right? I know I got my start in podcasting. Little did I know I was even starting a podcast career, if you want to call that this a career. But I got my start being critical of people in Christianity and evangelical circles, leaders who were joining the BLM movement or using the BLM CRT narrative to explain things, promoting that to their churches, to their Christian institutions. And it's sort of a rip down kind of thing. Sometimes you need to do that. Sometimes you need to take out the chaff. You need to clean house. And there's definitely a time for that, an appropriate time for that. Over the last year or two, I've become much more positive about building. That's why TruthScript, that's why the 1607 Project, that's why Against the Waves, Christian Order in a Liberal Age. We need a positive vision. This is what I like. This is what I'm about. This is what I want to see happen. And I'm encouraged to see there's some builders out there. And I think there's going to be a distinction moving forward. The builders, and then those who just want to throw rocks and maybe even criticize the builders. and we're in a transitional phase. I believe that. And I want to bring to you from the Bible two examples, I think, that come to mind when I think of the kind of leader we want and the kind of leader we don't want during the times we live in. Because the times we live in, there's a crisis of information. Many of us feel like we're at war in a sense. There's a whole group of people that are celebrating this death who want to see more conservatives die, presumably. I mean, it is a real battle. There's a spiritual war. Who do you want leading you? Obviously, the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, but we have him leading spiritually. Who do you want representing him on this earth? What kind of voices? And one of the voices that I wouldn't want, obviously, in charge is someone like a Rehoboam. Rehoboam, in 1 Kings 12, I'll read part of the story, is an example of someone who makes issues about himself, who promotes himself as so strong and tough, but he's not. Actually, his policies lead to the separation of Israel and Judah, and there's immense negative ramifications from that. But of course, he sees himself as such a principled, or not maybe not principled, but such a tough and strong person from the comfort of his palace. It says in 1 Kings 12, verse 1, then Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. Now when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard of it, and he was living in Egypt, for he was yet in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, then he sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, your father made our yoke hard. Now therefore lighten the hard service of your father and his heavy yoke, which he put on us, that we will serve you, and we will serve you. Then he said to them, depart for 3 days, then return to me. So the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon while he was still alive, saying, how do you counsel me to answer this people? Then they spoke to him, saying, if you will be a servant to this people today and will serve them and grant their petition and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the elders, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men who grew up with him and served him. So he said to them, what counsel do you give that we may answer the people who have spoken to me, saying, lighten the yoke which your father put on us? The young men who grew up with him spoke to him, saying, thus you shall say to this people who spoke to you, saying, your father made our yoke heavy, now you make it lighter for us. But when you shall speak to them, my little finger is thicker than my father's loins. Whereas my father loaded you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, I will discipline you with scorpions. And of course, Jeroboam separated from Rehoboam, and we have the northern and southern kingdoms at this point. And obviously a very negative example of what leadership looks like. And I think there are people like that on the conservative side of the, well, there's people like that in the liberal, there's people like that everywhere, right? There's people like that who inevitably are self-centered, they make issues, whatever the current threats are, they don't see the people that they're serving so much as they do their own interests, and they want a reputation of being tough and making their own rules and being autonomous in some way. That is not the kind of person we want. We need people who are leaders, who are very subservient to God, who are very calm on the battlefield, who understand who God is, who know how to make good, wise decisions quickly based on solid information, but don't jump at every twig and jump to the wrong conclusions and go with the wrong conclusions simply because there's a demand to do something. And I think along these lines of Nehemiah in Nehemiah 6, he says, and this is verse 1 in Nehemiah 6, it says, now when it was reported to Sanballat, Tobiah, to Geshem, and the Arab, and to the rest of our enemies, that I had rebuilt the wall. Remember, he's rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem, and that no breach remained in it, although at that time I had not sent up the doors in the gates, set up the doors in the gates. Then Sanballat and Geshem sent a message to me saying, come, let us meet together at Cherethim in the plain of Ono. But they were planning to harm me. So I sent messengers to them saying, I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should we work while I leave it and come down to you? They sent messengers to me 4 times in this manner, and I answered them in the same way. And Sanballat sent his servant to me in the same manner a 5th time with an open letter in his hand. And it was written, it is reported among the nations, and Geshem says, that you and the Jews are planning to rebel. Therefore, you are rebuilding the wall, and you are to be their king, according to their reports. You have also appointed prophets to proclaim in Jerusalem concerning you, a king is in Judah. And now it will be reported to the king according to these reports. So come now, let us counsel together. Then I sent a message to him saying, this is Nehemiah speaking, such things as you are saying have not been done, but you are inventing them in your own mind, for all of them were trying to frighten us, thinking they will become discouraged with the work and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. Now I bring up Nehemiah to say this. Nehemiah had a job to do. He knew what that job was. It was a positive thing. He was rebuilding something that had been destroyed from the ground up. And there were distractions in his way. There were people that wanted to, frankly, tell him information that wasn't true. And he says, this hasn't happened. Go away. These are empty threats. I can't waste my time on you. So he gives them an answer. So he spends a little time, but he does not get into a whole long altercation. He focuses on the issue at hand. And amidst these threats, he's stable, he's strong, and he's submissive to the mission that he has. And that mission is for the benefit of all the people under his authority. Those are the kinds of leaders we need right now. The people that aren't focusing on themselves, that aren't calling attention to their reputations, that aren't fake saying how tough they are from their comfortable seats in safe locations. We need people who, frankly, are willing to go into the public arena, maybe even risk themselves a little bit, who are willing to make a sacrifice for the people that they represent, whom they love, who are submissive to the will of God, who are calm, who are steady, who aren't freaking out, who aren't bandying about unverifiable claims when people are already tense and frightened, and they're not making those things worse with hearsay and just unnecessary information, but people who have a solid, positive vision and they're looking forward. And I think that the Lord in this time, this is the time we're gonna see those kind of guys rise up. And I think it's encouraging to see how many TPUSA chapters are probably gonna be open. The institutions must be recaptured or new ones must be formed. We're in that phase, let's get to work.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.